Howard University is at the center of a debate over gentrification that has resonated with people far beyond its campus in Washington, D.C. Howard has been one of the country's most prestigious black universities since 1867. But it's also in an area of Washington that, like the city as a whole, has been getting wealthier and wider. And now more people from the surrounding neighborhoods are using the campus like a local park, picnicking, jogging, and walking their dogs through a space that many students believe to be sacred. Kyra Azor is a senior journalism major who called out the dog walkers in the online publication The Griot. Kyra, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And what is it about people from outside Howard walking their dogs on the yard that you and so many other students find so disrespectful?
It's disrespectful mainly because you don't see it on other campuses. When you go to different places throughout the city, American, Georgetown, GW, you don't see people lounging around, laying out on blankets on, you know, their campus. But at Howard, that's something that people think is okay and think it's normal to do.
Well, town-gown relationships are tough at a lot of college campuses around the country. But here's how one white neighborhood resident named Sean Grubbs Robichaud responded to the situation at Howard, because people have been talking about this a lot lately. And he's speaking here with D.C.'s Fox 5 News.
They're in part of D.C., so they have to work within D.C. If they don't want to be within D.C., then move the campus.
So move the campus. Now, that made people at Howard very, very upset. It prompted the hashtag Howard Won't Move, and it really exemplifies the fact, doesn't it, that this is about a lot more than just walking a dog, going for a jog.
It does. To say that Howard, the most prestigious black institution in this country, should move because we don't want you to walk your dogs, to use our tracks to jog across our campus, it's disrespectful, because this is not a debate that we're having other places. Other people, other campuses don't have this issue. But you're telling us, a school that's been around for 152 years, that we should just move? Like, that's ridiculous. You just moved into this area.
Yeah. And can you explain why some people see this as an issue of race? You know, Howard, being a traditionally black university, was created, as one person pointed out on Twitter, because black people were not allowed in white spaces.
I think it's an issue of race because a lot of students who go to Howard have come from predominantly white communities, predominantly white high schools, where they felt marginalized, stuffed into a box, that they had to act a certain way, behave a certain way to be accepted. Once they got to Howard, they were able to fully explore their identity. And so once you have people who come from outside of your community who you feel don't view you as you view yourself, we're in a country that has a lot of racial tension right now. So if you're in somewhere you don't feel safe, at a place where you pay to feel safe, then that's an issue.
So have you tried to speak with people who are using your campus as a park, walking their dogs or jogging, you know, stop them and explain to them why this is so offensive? Because they may not understand the full context and that what they're doing is offensive to you and others.
I have tried. Howard is a campus with a very rich history. So there are 9 historically black fraternities and sororities. 5 of them were created at Howard. So we have lots of plots, lots of trees to honor these organizations. When I've seen people who aren't members of these organizations picnicking or laying out under the trees or sitting on the plots, I've tried to say, you know, this might not be the best thing. People find it disrespectful. And I've always been met with some sort of tension as to, you know, why would they find it disrespectful? You know, this is just a tree. This is just, it's public land. And it's really not public land. But even if it was, this is a tree that's, you know, specific to this organization for its members and not for people outside of their organization.
So what should be done? Would you like to see signs put up around the campus telling non-students to stay out, or, you know, put up a gate, something like that?
I don't believe we should have to put up a gate, and I don't believe we should have to put up signs. I believe we should be able to express ourselves and communicate with community members that, you know, this isn't the right thing. This isn't what we want. We will all like to share this space, this community. We like to have community members come on. We like to host symposiums and things and interact and engage with the community. That's what Howard is known for. That's how we live out our university model of truth and service, we like to engage and serve the community and the surrounding population. But to do that, we have to be respected. So it's, I feel like it's a very simple request. Please don't use our school as a park, especially when there's a park across the street. There shouldn't be a reason why the track team can't host practice because their community residents, you know, strolling along the track. Those are just things where you're now hindering the progress of the students in their education.
That's Kyra Azor, senior at Howard University. We'll link you to her piece in The Griot at hereandnow.org. Kyra, thanks very much.
Thank you.